This situation with Al Green just concerns me. You know, we've often talked about the fact that we are having a constitutional crisis today.
Yes, and the
constitutional crisis that we have today, from my perspective, is not necessarily just because people are misinterpreting it, but it's because of the fact that I believe that people are trivializing it, they are diminishing its effect, and thereby they don't respect it. And I think that what Al Green is doing shows a complete lack of understanding and a lack of respect for our Constitution. And so we are in this crisis as it relates to our Constitution today. And my question to you is, how can we solve this problem? How can we reverse this trend of not having the right attitude toward the Constitution? You know, Dan, I understand that even in law school, they do not teach the Constitution. They just teach case law, and there's a big difference.
Right.
And so the fact of the matter is, how can we reverse this trend to get back to the point where we recognize our Constitution and truly allow our nation to be governed thereby?
Well, you know, Gary, I've often told my students in my classes that I'd love to take a poll amongst members of Congress. How many of them have actually read the Constitution? And I tell my students, we're going through government class, they have to read it. And I tell them, you will be able to say probably what 95% of the American public cannot say. You'll be able to say when you finish this class that you've actually read the Constitution. One of the ways I think we get back to answer your question is we have to teach the Constitution the way our founding fathers intended it. Now, that sounds simple, but that is important. And the other thing, that's from the human side. We've got to teach the Constitution as the originalists who drafted it meant it to be. And then we have to, on the spiritual side, we have to, as ministers of the gospel like you and Dave are, I'm not, but as you and Dave are, and even me as an ordinary Christian, we have to absolutely proclaim biblical truth. And part of biblical truth is that man is a sinner. Man has a corrupt heart. He has a corrupt nature. We are totally depraved. And once we understand that, we understand why government is needed, and we understand why our founding fathers drafted such a document as they did. The Christian aspect is totally interwoven in our Constitution. You cannot separate the two. And to try to emphasize the Constitution without stressing biblical truth, you cannot do it. You have to do both. And I think that is the solution.
Dan, let me go here before I ask Gary to close us in prayer. I think you've touched on exactly the two things that are most critical to solve this problem in our country, and that is we've got to teach the Constitution once again. Tragically, it's probably not going to happen in most of the public education system. So that means this: if you're a parent, if you are a pastor, I think there is a time and a place for a church to study the Constitution of the United States, the governing document, and the
Absolutely.
Role the Bible played in it. That is not inappropriate. And then we've got to declare from the pulpits of this country in clarion fashion the unadulterated, unmitigated Word of God. And boy, if that were to take place once again in a wholesale fashion, there's hope, great hope, for this country. And by the way, friends, I am not discouraged. I am more than encouraged at what God is doing in our country right now. Some amazing things on Capitol Hill.